This is our station, Forrest began. I figure they can only get to us in two ways, from the gorge directly or by using that ledge there. She pointed to an outcropping of sand which ran the lower length of the landing. We'll try to hold them here first. If we can't, then we move up there to where they're loading. We only have one route to defend from there. One of the warriors stepped forward. Why not just start up there? He asked, in a high-pitched tenor. Forrest shrugged. The CO wants us to try to stop them here, before they even get close to the helpless.
Figures, muttered another, deeper voice.
Okay, said Forrest calmly. If it gets to be too much, we'll move in a hurry. Just remember to keep the escape route open. Don't let anything get behind you.
Don't worry, said a third voice.
Maybe we won't even have to worry about it, offered the tenor hopefully. It's still pretty dark, and it looks to me like they're moving them pretty fast.
Hey, yeah, said someone else. We might get lucky at that. Look at them up there.
No, said Felix coldly. Not up. Look down.
All turned to look in response to his statement. Below, the ants were streaming toward them from the edge of the maze.
Okay, said Forrest hurriedly. You three get with Felix over there on the right side. Cover the ledge. And you three stay with me. We'll take the gorge. Get moving.
Felix stepped over into position. He stood stone still and waited. The others in his group were considerably more animated.
Wish we had our blazers working.
Lucky it's still dark. Look how slow they're moving. Fast enough for me. Damn, I haven't fought them hand to hand before.
Just club them with your fist. Give them a taste of plasteel.
I don't want to encourage anything.
There were several nervous giggles in response.
Shut up,
said the engine firmly, and all were silent as they waited and watched. The ants streamed steadily up the gorge, with only one in the lead. Forrest, deciding apparently to take a chance, leaped down a few meters and clouted the lead ant on the side of the skull with the toe of her boot. The ant was caught off balance. It literally climbed upward into the blow. The right side of its skull caved in instantly. It slumped, twitching, into the path of the ants behind it.
Hot damn!
Shouted one of the warriors beside Felix.
See? Said Forrest, with a quick glance over her shoulder. There's nothing to it. Get ready.
Let's hurt 'em.